Coronavirus update. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. The government is poised to report the worst set of job numbers since record-keeping began in 1948. The White House says a member of the military who serves as a valet to President Trump tested positive for the coronavirus. The president and Vice President Mike Pence were tested.
In fact, I had one yesterday and I had one today, it's negative. Mike just had a test, and it's negative.
Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander says there's a big need to ramp up coronavirus tests.
Every nursing home, every prison, everyone in an operating room, and some entire classes and campuses and factories, teams at sports events, and to give those tests more than once. We will need millions more tests.
On a day Mexico saw its worst daily increase yet in coronavirus cases, foreign-owned auto plants there began setting dates for reopening. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. If you're still auto-renewing your car insurance without shopping around, you are probably throwing money away. I'm telling you, go check out Insurify. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare quotes from over 100 companies all in one place. Now, here's what I love. Insurify actually monitors your rates and alerts you when prices drop, so you never miss out on a better deal. Millions of people have used it to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself a favor. See what you can save right now at Insurify.com.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.